I swear.
Good evening. We'll reconvene this meeting of the Education Conference Committee. The first order of business is going to be what we call the to-be-determined items, and I'll briefly go through this list. And again, Mr. Strom, the circles are yeses, right?
Yes.
All right, so what I'll do is I'll go down the left side, then I'll go down the right side, then we'll flip it over and cover the left and the right on the back side. So very quick. Article 1, Section 8 is in. And again, this is on the left on the House side. I have an item here that is not circled nor scratched. That is House Article 2, Section 2. Mr. Strom, is that in or out?
It's in.
That is in?
Yeah.
So Article 2, Section 2 is in?
Yes.
Then we have Article 2, Section 10 is in. Article 2, Section 11 is in. Moving to the bottom, Article 3, Sections 2, 3, 4, and 5 are in. I'll then move to the right side of the front page before we flip over. Senate Article 1, Section 20 is in with a modification that there is going to be at least 90%, not the 90% that is in there. Article 2, Sections 10, 11, and 12 are in. Senate Articles 2, Sections 24, 25, 25, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, and 32 are in. Senate Article 2, Section 39 is in. There's some additional language in there referencing policies against segregation that have been added to that. And then flipping it over, again, on the left side now, House Articles 3, Sections 10, 11, and 13 are in. And Senate Article 4, Section 2, Senate Article 4, Section 6 are both in. Any discussion or questions from members of the committee? Representative Erickson.
Mr. Chair, Article 2, Section 8, did keep some of that in. Ms. Larson can address that.
Ms. Larson.
Mr. Chairman, members, we're keeping the, is this the business?
Yes.
We're keeping the change to indicate 30 business days?
Actually, no, this is not. This is the language that really isn't needed because schools that apply for the alternative compensation, what we call QComp, no longer go through that process, and so we kept in that updating of application for QComp.
Okay.
That's what Section 8 is.
Thank you, Representative Erickson. Any other questions or comments from members of the committee on these articles and sections? All those in favor of adoption of the said sections, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. That is adopted. Next, we have before us the teacher evaluation section. There is one oral amendment which will need to be made. Ms. Larson, will you please state the acronym and its location in said bill?
Mr. Chairman, members, on the document H0934 UE1-1, on page 18, first page 18, line 6, delete 18 and insert 19. And page 18 after line 13, insert clause 5, one representative appointed by the Minnesota School Boards Association, semicolon, and renumber the subsequent clauses.
All right, and Ms. Larson, you have that amendment because you made it. The chair will incorporate that, or I made that amendment, the chair will incorporate that into the H0934 UE1-1 amendment. This is the agreed-upon language between the House and the Senate for teacher effectiveness. Any questions or discussion from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. That is adopted. I believe that we have staff working on what is called having copies made of the MCA
and
amendment.
Mr. Chair, before Mr. Nowen returns with the copies, I can just step you through it. It's in Article 2, page R54. And
sorry, what it was.
Page. Mr. Chair, this is relating to the enrollment options language. And the attempt here is to remove any mandates on the non-public schools except the mandate that they administer the testing. So if you look to subdivision 2, the language beginning on line 29, which beginning with A.
No, we're on, Senator, we're on R54, Article 2.
Oh, you did.
Yep.
And members, it is our intent, Chair Olson and Maya's intent, to finish before midnight, but technically, just in case we go past midnight, there does need to be a motion, and I'd hate to forget about that, so.
Mr. Chair, so move.
Representative Erickson moves that we have the option of going past midnight this evening. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair, beginning on line 29.
What did you say, R?
R54 in yep. Article 2.
Article 2.
Okay. Delete everything after schools. Delete lines 30 to page 43, line 3.
Through 3?
Yes. And then on line 4, delete everything before the second the.
Can I borrow your pen?
So the language that would remain is the last sentence, and then strike state on line 5, strike statewide and insert Minnesota comprehensive assessment in writing, comma. And then on that same line, strike tests.
Okay, so the.
That's on 43.5,
did
you think?
Mr. Chair, yes.
And Mr. Nauman is in the process of getting this copied, so.
Is making this amendment?
He's in the process, yep, of bringing that to us.
Could you start over that again, repeat that amendment?
Mr. Chair and Senator Olson, in subdivision 2,
yes.
Delete on line 29, delete everything after schools, okay. Period. Delete lines 30 through 43.3. Page 34, line 4, delete everything before the second the.
Hold on one second.
Before the second.
So
to the
delete,
end of the sentence.
Delete, notify the commissioner of its intent to participate in this section. Under this section.
Delete all that.
Very good. Delete that.
And then on line 5, delete statewide and insert Minnesota comprehensive assessments in writing, comma. So the sentence would read, the non-public school must administer...
Oh, the Minnesota right on time.
Comprehensive assessment in writing.
And you can just go through it a third time just for fun. We'll get this passed out to members. Thank you very much.
Passed out to us.
Don't you want to keep A? Because you've got a B.
Yeah, you want to keep A. We have a B.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, members, the intent would also be to delete paragraph B, so the reference to A wouldn't need to be there.
Thank you.
So the sentence would read, the non-public school must administer the Minnesota Comprehensive Assessments in writing, reading, and math under section 120B30 to its students enrolled under this section, and then delete section or paragraph B. And then if you flip it over, the language... Subdivision 6 and 7 would be deleted.
Okay, Mr. Chair, and the...
Senator Olson.
purpose of the deleting subdivision 6, well, I recognize that language because I did get that passed once upon a time, but this is not going to apply to the non-public schools.
Mr. Chair and Senator Olson, that's correct.
Okay. We haven't repealed that in general.
All right. Any discussion from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Members, I have a final motion here, and that is a motion to allow staff to correct appropriations and make technical corrections to the language that conform with the agreement between the House and the Senate. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails.
Did we adopt this?
My understanding, my recollection is we did.
We
passed the teacher effectiveness, didn't we? Yep, we did. Is there any other comments or questions from members of the committee? My understanding is that this will complete the work of this conference committee for the evening. Let me just say, Senator Olson, do you?
Well, I think whether we have to meet again will be open if there's some further review when we get all of this put together.
Yep, so stay tuned and watch your emails. We'll recess till about 3 a.m. No, I'm just kidding. I just want to say it's been a pleasure to work with you, Senator Olson, members of the Senate. Thank you again to the staff for all their work. And members, we are adjourned for the evening. Thank you. Please tell me I did everything.
Yep. You didn't thank you. Apologize.